as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This song is called Human Ceremony. It's the first song on the album.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week we're taking over the Monocle Arts Review to bring you some of our favourite live music performances from 2016. Our final performance of the week comes from Brooklyn rockers Sunflower Bean. The young trio burst onto the scene with an almighty bang at the beginning of the year when they released their debut album, Human Ceremony. And they came to Monocle Towers to play one of the loudest sessions we've had in a while.
Sunflower Bean, thank you so much for a fantastic Midori House session. You sound amazing. Everyone that came down to watch from the rest of the office, from the rest of the building here, is vibed up to the nines and ready to kind of go out and kill the world.
Thank you.
Or maybe maybe stroke it. Hold it to it and stroke it like a beautiful kitten.
Do something.
Do something. So you've got such a fantastic sound. You've been together for not that long. How are you so close? Is this kind of a lot of touring? Is this recording the record and it being such a close-knit experience? How do you get such a kind of close bond between the three
it's
of you?
A combination of everything.
Yeah.
We kind of spend probably like 98% of all of our time together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for like the past like 2.5 years.
So you have to close the door for certain jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to get some space. We were all living together too. So then okay. Now we're finally not doing that. But that was fun to do.
Do you miss each other? Is that kind of being a bit heartrending, being apart?
Sometimes. Yeah. I was away from the band for a few days recently, yeah, and I was really sad about it.
Yeah.
When I was like, I missed you guys so much, and they're like, shut up.
I preferred living with everyone.
You did prefer it?
Yeah.
It was nice. Okay. It had its ups.
You guys had better, you have better groceries than me.
So you still come around to raid the fridge. That's
yeah.
What
happens.
Julia is a fridge raider.
I am.
And then when they moved out, Julia started taking from the new roommate.
Oh my God, that's so rude. That's it was really one time, it was one sip of iced tea.
It was a very...
You cannot start spreading rumors like this.
It's just funny.
And is this the conditions under which Human Ceremony was made? Because that album as well, it hangs together as an album. It's lean, it's mean, it's 11 songs, they're all nice and short. You've got a wonderful last track, which has got like a false ending, which you heard us whooping through, or you will hear us whooping through on your session. But was it recorded as you were living very closely together, all kind of living out of each other's pockets? Is that kind of spirit of the way it was recorded as well?
Well, just besides us like living together, we really do play together really often, and we played like the most shows out of any band in New York City between 2014 and 2015,
yeah,
which was like kind of like madness. So we've spent a lot of time just playing together, actually, besides just hanging out. So I think that definitely had played a big part, yeah, in the making of the record, and we did a lot of pre-production on the record too before we went into the studio.
Yeah, time and I hear that it was done. It was done in 7 days or something. This is yeah, kind of like
it was you, tracked in. Seven
it was tracked
days.
In 7 days, tracked but the whole days. The whole process was over like 3 months,
2 years.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, literally everything. 2 years. Yeah,
but you
yeah,
know, you got the scratch done. You got the kind of the vibe, and the songwriting was done, and it was a bit of perfection, like laying the icing on the cake. I
yeah,
suppose.
Yeah, sort of yeah. We definitely made we had never been in like a real studio situation before, so we kind of. And like Jake said, it is like kind of expensive. So we made like extensive demos of all the songs and really experimented with them before going in, so that we just kind of like made our mark when we were in there and had yeah, kind of written everything beforehand. The song's called Easier Said. It's like the lead single off of our album.
Know that there are not, as there used to be, just a million guitar bands coming out of New York City, coming out of Long Island, the best part of New York City, whatever. And the same used to be that, you know, London as well used to be an epicenter of guitar bands. And it's a funny thing. Do you feel that there's something that, you know, people's ears are missing a guitar band, and you can kind of swoop into that space? Because it seems so crazy that a guitar band with a kind of garage kind of aesthetic, with a kind of a bit of a psychedelic aesthetic, as I said, it kind of sounds like lots of the records you love, but is completely original at the same time. Do you feel that there's a bit of a gap that you can not exploit? I don't want to accuse you of exploitation, but you can like hop stylishly into.
I think the band was a little bit of a reaction to the music scene in Brooklyn around 2013.
Right.
So 2 years ago now, when me and Jacob first started jamming together, we were kind of sick of all the bands that were playing regularly in Brooklyn. Not that they were bad, we just wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
And then we saw like there was definitely like a space for what we wanted to do. I think that wasn't filled.
There was a lot of bands that were very, like, post-rock, very math-rock influenced, a lot of noise rock and shoegaze.
Yeah.
A lot of very, like, 90s and onward kind of inspirations, and we kind of wanted to take it back and take the entire, you know, past 50 years of rock and roll and kind of explore some of the older sounds, but definitely keep it modern. I think being a good musician is about two main things, and I think it's about taste and practice.
Yeah.
Like, if you have the right people to, you know, look up to, and you have enough time to develop your own playing and practice every day, then I feel like those are the two ingredients. And then if you want to make it in the music industry in, like, more than just an artistic way, you have to have a lot of hard work.
Yeah, you have to put in those 100 gigs.
Yeah, there's no skipping the 100 gigs to only 5 people.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah, we played...
Me and Nick, yeah, we were playing like to like 6 people for like 2 years in another band.
Not 6 people, but you know, like very DIY shows, like opening for bands, like playing to 15 people on a Wednesday in a club. And I've probably done that 200 times in my life, and I probably played to over 1,000 people 10 times in my life.
So there's some fantastic graph that someone's going to draw for you at the end of this tour, right?
Yeah. Well, we were
exponential growth.
Yeah.
I hope so. We were all in bands. I was in a band before this, and the boys were in a band before this that were just like kind of like local New York City bands. So we all definitely have been at it for
paying our dues. It's a very fun time, though. I don't think there's anything you can do on the weekend that's more fun than being in a DIY band. Thanks again, guys. This is our loudest song.
Thank you. just turn this head away.
You've been listening to an archive edition of The Sessions at Midori House with Sunflower Bean. Their album, Human Ceremony, is out now on Fat Possum Records. Next week, the Monocle Arts Review will be returning to its usual slot, so make sure you tune in to find out the best in art, music, film, TV and books for 2017. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in and have a very happy new year.
Thank you so much.